I look like a man from Mars.
我觉得我像一个火星来的人。
But actually, I'm from Malaysia.
但是其实我是马来西亚来的。
I'm happy that this is, I have this chance to visit Tai Zhong Christian Assembly.
好，我很高兴这次有机会来到台中聚会处。
I understand that this is the oldest assembly in this area.
我知道这是台中地区这个历史最悠久的聚会处。
I also come from the oldest assembly in Malaysia.
我是马来西亚历史最悠久的聚会处来的。
Not only in Malaysia, but in the whole of Southeast Asia, and that includes Taiwan.
其实我的聚会处不只是马来西亚最早成立的，也是整个东南亚，甚至于包括台湾在内最早成立的。
I came from an assembly that started in 1859.
我的聚会处成立在1859年。
I understand that your assembly started in 1951.
我知道你们聚会处成立在1951年。
And I came to know the Lord in 1950.
我是1950年信主的。
I'm older than this assembly.
我信主的年龄比这个教会还要老。
By 1 year.
老一年。
So I can always remember this assembly.
我这样就很容易记得你们教会了。
Because I'm the older brother to you.
因为我是一个在对这而言我是一个年长的弟兄。
Anyway, I'm very happy that I am able to come here to minister the word of the Lord to all of you.
今天我实在是很高兴能够来到大家当中跟你们分享神的话语。
This may not be a right time, a good time for all of you to attend a very deep Bible study.
也许这不是一个最适合让大家做一个深入性的研经的一个时间。
It is not also a good time for me to teach the word at this time.
也许这个时候对我而言也不是挺合适的一个教导神话语的时间。
After a good meal, I want to go for my bed.
吃的饱饱的，我就有点想睡觉。
And the hospitality of the members of the assembly here is so good. Every photograph I take is about eating food.
大家对我是这样热情的接待，我觉得我照的每一张照片都是在吃饭。
I hope I can return this to you by giving you spiritual food.
我只好用属灵的粮食来回应报答各位。
Today's food is not about milk.
今天我们的灵粮不是灵奶。
I know when I was at APEC, I took the famous Taiwan bubble milk.
我在这个亚太参加亚太基督徒大会的时候我们有台湾最有名的灵奶。
I was so tempted by the milk that I took it twice, one in the morning and one at night.
这个奶是如此的吸引我，我一天用两次。
After taking the one at night, my wife and I opened our eyes as big as possible.
当我晚上喝了这个奶的时候，我跟我太太整夜眼睛大大的。
We could not sleep.
睡不着。珍珠奶茶。那在夏令会喝珍珠奶茶。
We just came to know that there was tea inside, and we cannot take tea before sleeping.
我才知道那个奶里面原来有茶那在睡觉以前我是不能喝茶的。
I only wish that I can give all of you bubble milk.
我希望我能够给你们。Pearl milk. You mean the pearl tea?
Let's
call it pearl tea.
I don't know what
tea. Yeah. 珍珠奶茶.
Because then, no matter what I say, you will not be able to sleep.
我希望现在就发你们珍珠奶茶，这样你们不会打瞌睡。
You can pretend, you can sleep and open your eyes.
他说你有本事的话呢，你照睡你的觉，不过眼睛要打开。
Anyway, let me go straight into the meat, the spiritual meat that I'm going to give you now.
今天呢，我们要进入的是属灵的干粮啊，肉。
And I wish that you would have to, you will use your mind to think deeply and to see the wonderful things of God hidden in the Word.
我们啊，必须用我们的心啊来认识啊主话语里面的奥妙。
As you know, for the next 6 to 7 hours, we shall be or more, we shall be studying the tabernacle.
啊，我们接下来有好几小时。啊，所要查考的是圣经里面的这个会幕啊，帐幕。
I'm sure not many have done a study of the topic.
啊，也许我们不是有很多时间在研读这一个专题。
Actually, I have prepared quite a very deep study of it.
其实我是准备了很深入的这个材料。
But seeing who are in front of me, I shall simplify a bit so that you can follow me.
但是我决定呢，要把它简化一点啊，好让大家都能够吸收得更好。
Whatever it is, we must know where this topic of the tabernacle is found in the Bible.
我们首先要来知道就是，在圣经的哪个地方啊，讲到这个会幕啊，帐幕。
It is found in Exodus chapter 25.
大家这个圣经的话啊，是记载在出埃及记25章。
I will let my brother beside me read the verses concerned.
我会请翻译的弟兄来读相关的经文。
Now, chapter 24, verses 9 and 10.We find that Moses, Aaron, Nadab, and Abihu, and 70 elders were asked to go up to a mountain to get instructions from God.
我们看二十四章的第九节、第十节讲到摩西、亚伦、拿达、亚比户，并以色列长老中的70人啊，他们上了山。
And in verse 11, it stated that they saw God and His glory.
在第十一节讲到啊，他们就啊第十节啊，他们就看见神啊，在他的荣耀荣光中。
But of course, they never actually saw God.
啊，他们其实并不能够真正看到神啊本身。
But they were occupied with the glory of God.
但是呢。啊，他们就是在神的这样荣光当中。
Then in chapter 24, verse 16, we see that the glory of the Lord abode upon Mount Sinai.
第24章16节讲到耶和华的荣耀停于西乃山上。
And the cloud that and the glory of God appeared in a cloud and settled on the mount, and God called out unto Moses.
云彩遮盖山啊，六天，第七天神从云中呼召摩西。
God's glory was always associated with the cloud.
神的荣光啊，就是跟云彩啊，常常是连结在一起的。
And we read in verse 18 of chapter 24 that Moses was in the mountain for 40 days and 40 nights.
十八节这里说，摩西就进入云中，上山啊，扎在山上40昼夜。
And God gave him the instructions concerning the tabernacle.
那接着下来啊，这个就在这个山上，神把帐幕的啊这些指示啊，就告诉了摩西。
Chapter 25 verse 2, God told Moses to tell the children of Israel to bring the materials for the construction of the tabernacle.
25章第二节，神就叫摩西告诉以色列人要把建造会幕所需要用的材料这个奉献来。
The whole purpose was it that he might dwell among them. Verse 8.
这整个会幕的目的就在25章的第8节这里说当为我造圣所使我可以住在他们中间。
And so from verse 8 onwards, God gave instructions concerning the construction of the tabernacle.
所以第九节以下呢，就是跟建造会幕的这个指示有关。
So, for today, we shall be studying the tabernacle.
所以今天我们就是要来研读帐幕。
We are not bothered about what the tabernacle actually looked like.
我们并不是真的要去找出来这个帐幕究竟长的是什么样子。
For example, some people think that the roof of the tabernacle was flat.
有些人认为帐幕的这个顶是平的。
Some thought that it would be sloping.
有的人认为帐幕的顶是尖的。
Was it sloping or flat?
到底是平顶的还是尖顶的呢？
It does not matter.
其实不重要。
What is important is we must understand what the roof stood for.
重要的是我们要知道这个屋顶代表的意义是什么。
So, in the study of the tabernacle, we shall, for our first study, deal with the tabernacle and the ministries in the outer court.
所以我们在第一部分就是现在我们要这个研读的是帐幕本身以及在这个帐幕院子里的侍奉。
Then tomorrow, after that, after a break of 15 minutes, we shall go to study number 2 and study the ministries in the holy place.
在我们接下来的这个第二部分的时候，我们要看到的是在圣所里的侍奉。
These terms may be new to you. At this moment, never mind, I shall explain them as we go on.
如果你对一些名词不是那么熟悉的话没有关系，我就是会一一的解释。
After that, we shall have a dinner.
然后我们吃晚餐。
Then after that, we shall study the ministries in the Holy of Holies.
然后到这个晚上的时间呢，我们就要来查考在至圣所里的侍奉。
Then we shall say good night and we shall meet again tomorrow morning.
然后我们就可以回家然后明天再来。
Tomorrow we shall have the Lord's Supper, and at the end of it, I shall give a message on missions.
明天我们先领主餐然后再来就是讲到一个宣教的讯息。
So this is the time I shall spend with you and what I'm going to do for the next few hours.
所以这就是我今天跟明天在这里的四个讲题。
So let's begin with study one.
现在我们就要开始这第一讲。
The tabernacle and the ministries in the outer court.
帐幕的一个概论以及在院子里的侍奉。
We shall deal with the concept, construction, and the court hangings of the tabernacle.
我们要介绍帐幕它的基本的一些概念，它的这个结构以及这个院子的这个帷幕。
That's the first part.
那第一部分。
After that, hopefully we shall have time. We shall study the external structure of the tabernacle.
接着下来，我们就要对这个院子的结构做一些介绍。
And finally, hopefully again I have the time. We shall go into the outer court and study the furniture there.
然后第三部分，我们就是要看在院子里面有摆哪一些的器物。
So we have quite a lot to deal with this afternoon.
所以我们确实是有很多的内容要来查考。
Right, let's begin.
我们就开始。
What is a tabernacle?
到底帐幕这个一词是什么意思呢？
According to the dictionary, it is just a temporary dwelling, a big tent.
你查字典的话呢，他告诉你这是一个暂住的地方就是一个帐篷，一个大帐篷。
And as you saw the picture just now, it was like a big tent.
就像刚才投影片上的照片一样看起来就是一个大帐篷。
Whether the roof was sloping down or the roof was flat, it does not matter.
到底是平顶的还是尖顶的其实不重要。
What matters is this tent was instructed started to be constructed by God because He intended it to be His dwelling place.
重点是，这是神指示建造的，要作为他的居所。
Chapter 25, verse 8, it says there very clearly, let them make me a sanctuary that may I may dwell among them.
啊，刚才我们读过。25章出埃及记25章8节说啊，又当为我造圣所，啊，使我可以在住在他们中间。
A sanctuary would be a holy place where God will stay or will dwell there.
这将会是一个圣所啊，神住在那个地方。
So keep in mind the dwelling place is the tabernacle is the dwelling place of God.
所以我们首先要记住的一点就是。帐幕啊，就是神要居住的地方。
It is a sanctuary, therefore it is to be holy.
所以它是一个神圣的这个居所。
It is a dwelling place because God is to be found there.
它是神的居所，所以我们在那里可以找到神。
Why do we want to study the tabernacle?
为什么我们要来查考学习帐幕呢？
Years ago, the Archbishop of the Anglican Church said that the tabernacle is only fit for the paper basket.
在许久以前啊，有一个英国的主教说，帐幕这种东西呢，只能够已经过时了，要丢到垃圾桶里去了。
And while some of us may not say that, some of us have almost the same attitude towards it.
也许我们没有。这样子说，但是呢，我们可能有相似的态度。
I wonder if I should ask the people here this afternoon, how many of you have really made a study of the tabernacle?
我们可以想想，在我们当中，到底有多少人有真的去研读过帐幕呢？
Very often when we come to the passages that have to do with the tabernacle, we just skip over very quickly.
当我们读到有关帐幕的经文的时候，也许我们就很快的就把我们圣经这样翻过去了。
We are not going to skip over, we are going to pay attention to every word and every verse in the text, if possible.
我们应该不是这样很快的这样跳过去而是要仔细的来这里读其中的每一节。
I can give you 7 reasons why we must study the tabernacle.
我可以在这里给你7个原因，我们要来研读帐幕。
Through the study of the tabernacle, we can know Jesus Christ better.
我们借着帐幕呢，我们可以更认识主耶稣。
Through the study of the tabernacle, we can know the role and responsibility of the church better.
借着研读帐幕呢，我们可以明了教会的这个目的教会的这个功用。
And through the study of the tabernacle, we can know how the Christian ought to behave.
我们也可以明了信徒的生命生活。
We are not going to do everything that the people in the Old Testament were asked to do in connection with the tabernacle.
我们并不是说要照着在这个旧约里面以色列人他们的这些方式来做。
We are not concerned with the practices, but we are concerned with the principles that are connected with the worship in the tabernacle.
我们并不是说今天我们还去做这件事情，但是这里面的原则跟今天我们信徒的生活是非常相关的。
Firstly, the tabernacle is a type.
这个帐幕本身呢，它其实就是一个模型。
What is a type?
什么是一个模型呢？
Well, to be very simple, it's a picture.
或者是我们说可以它是一个影像，一个照片。
But for anything in the Old Testament to qualify to be a type, two conditions must be fulfilled.
在这个旧约里面任何一件事情它能够成为一个预表一个影像的时候呢，必须满足两个条件。
One, that thing, that person, or that event must have its fulfillment in the future.
第一个就是这里无论是一个人一个东西、一件事情它必须都是在未来要成就的。
Secondly, the event, the person, or the incident must be mentioned in the New Testament.
第二就是无论是这个人一件事情 他都必须在新约里面呢有再提到。
For example, when the children of Israel murmured against God, God told Moses to put up a brazen serpent.
当这个以色列人悖逆的时候啊，这个神告诉摩西说，你做一个铜蛇啊，把它举起来。
Those who were bitten by the snakes, when they looked up to the brazen serpent on the pole, they were healed.
凡是被这个火蛇毒蛇所咬的啊，他们仰望那个铜蛇呢，就可以得医治。
Fulfilling condition number one，
第一个这个预表，它可以算作是一个预表的原因呢。
This was a picture of Jesus Christ going to die on the cross in the future。
它预表了耶稣基督未来钉死在十字架上的一个形象。
Fulfilling condition number two，
第二个它是一个预表的条件是。
It's mentioned in John chapter 3 verse 14.
他在约翰福音三章十四节的地方被提到了。
As Moses lifted up the serpent even in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up.
如同摩西在旷野举蛇人子也照样要被举起来。
So texts are like picture books that are used to teach kindergarten children.
所以我们教这个在主日学里面教小班的时候，我们用很多的图画来教他们。
About things that are very abstract that we shall learn as we grow older。
一些抽象的东西我们是越年长的时候呢才能够学习。
It is a picture book。
所以在学习这些困难的东西呢，我们就先从图画开始。
We shall see the tabernacle number one as a picture of Christ。
所以我们看帐幕呢，其实它就是耶稣的一张照片
，pointing to Jesus Christ coming in the future，
预表了将来要来的那一位耶稣。
The proof is found in John chapter 1 and verse 14.
这个证明呢就可以在约翰福音的一章十四节的地方呢看到。
That the word was made flesh and dwelt among us.
道成了肉身住在我们中间。
The word was made flesh and dwelt among us. The word dwell means tabernacled among us.
道成了肉身住在我们中间，住这个字其实就是帐幕。
In the Old Testament, God came down to dwell among men in the tabernacle.
在旧约的时候神降临住在这个帐幕借着帐幕住在以色列人当中。
In the New Testament, God came down in the person of Jesus Christ, the tabernacle, and dwelt among men.
在新约里，神从天上来借着耶稣基督肉身道成肉身住在人的当中。
It is a type also of the church.
那我们说帐幕呢，它也是教会的一个模型。
First Corinthians chapter 3 verse 16。
哥林多前书第三章十七节。
Paul asked us and reminded us that we, don't you know that you are a temple of the Holy Spirit?
神说对不起，保罗说，难道你们不知道你们是神的殿吗？
He was referring to the church, not this building, but the church, the body of Christ. People who have believed in Jesus Christ, that God dwells in them and among them.
保罗在这里指的就是教会他说，岂不知你们就是教会是神的殿，神的灵住在你们当中吗？
So later on, we are going to apply the tabernacle in principle to the church.
所以我们稍后也会把这个帐幕的教训呢这个套在教会的上面。
See, it is a type of the Christian.
那帐幕呢也是信徒生活的一个模型。
Paul asks, know you not that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit?
保罗说你不知岂不知你的身体是圣灵的殿吗？
Every one of us is a tabernacle of God.
我们每一个人也是神的一个圣所。
And God indwells us.
神也住在我们的里面。
2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 1 tells us that one day we shall put off our tabernacle, this body, and our spirit and soul will go to be with the Lord.
哥林多后书5章1节这里说， 有一天我们这个地上的帐篷呢就要拆毁了。
So when we study the tabernacle, we are going to apply certain aspects of the tabernacle to Jesus Christ.
所以我们研读帐幕的时候呢，有一些我们就应用在耶稣上面。
To the church.
有一些是用在教会上面。
And to the individual Christian believer.
也可以对个别的信徒。
This is indeed a primer, a picture book for the Christian's salvation, sanctification, and separation.
所以帐幕本身其实它就是像一个入门的图解一样教导告诉我们这个信徒他的得救他的成圣他的侍奉。
We shall see in the tabernacle how a person can be saved and become a Christian.
我们可以看到一个人要如何得救成为一个基督徒。
Can become holy before God.
能够成为圣洁来到神的面前。
And you need to be separated from the world.
跟世界有所分别。
All these we can see in the tabernacle.
这一切我们都可以在帐幕的这个教导里面看得见。
Now, the tabernacle is so important to us that we must study it because its instructions are found in at least 50 chapters in the Bible.
帐幕是如此的重要，在圣经里面呢，其实我们可以找到有50章的这个篇幅在教导帐幕。
You cannot understand the Bible of the New Testament biblical concepts unless you understand the Bible and the tabernacle.
在这个新约里面呢，有很多的地方我们事实上需要对帐幕有所了解呢，我们才能够清楚的认识。
For example, there are 13 chapters in Exodus referring to the tabernacle.
在出埃及记里面有13章的这个篇幅讲到帐幕。
There are 18 chapters referring to the tabernacle in Leviticus.
利未记里面讲到帐幕有18章。
Numbers 13 chapters.
民数记有13章。
Deuteronomy 2.
生命记里面2章。
Hebrews 4.
希伯来书花了4章。
Giving you a total of 50 chapters.
加起来呢，一共有50章。
If you do not understand tabernacle, you do not understand all these 50 passages that mention the tabernacle and its rituals.
如果我们对帐幕不认识的话，这里有50章的这个内容呢，我们就不能够明白。
Let's look at its mention in Exodus.
我们先看在出埃及记的部分。
To help you understand the description of the tabernacle in the 13 chapters in Exodus, you must understand the analysis of the 13 chapters.
我们要了解在出埃及的一部分的话，我们就要看这13章他们到底讲些什么。
For example, you must understand chapters 25, 26, 27, they give you the instructions that God gave to Moses concerning how to construct the tabernacle.
25到27章，这3章是神给摩西的指示，讲到怎么样子来建造这一个帐幕。
Chapters 28 to 31, there is a parenthesis where God takes away the attention of the people to the priesthood and its worship.
28到31章这一段呢，就是讲到祭司他们在这个帐幕里面祭司的这个设立以及他们在帐幕里面的这个侍奉。
Chapters 35 to 39, you will read of the actual construction of the tabernacle.
35章到39章再一次讲到帐幕的这个建造。
If you don't understand this, you will find that when you have read chapters 25 to 27, then when you read 35 to 39, there seems to be a repetition and you don't know what is what.
那我们如果不晓得清楚这个结构的话，当我们读35到39章的时候，你会觉得怎么前面的东西又重复了。
Finally, chapter 40, you see the whole tabernacle completed and 步骤。
那四到四十章的时候呢，我们可以看到这些各个部分的建造已经完成了哈，那就是把它整个设立架设起来。
This is to help you understand the tabernacle when you read the book of Exodus。
这是我们在读出埃及记的时候我们了解到这个帐幕。
Now let's read about the construction of the tabernacle。
我们首先就来看帐幕本身的这个建造。
Right, let's repeat.God's purpose in the tabernacle was that he might dwell among the people Israel.
我们再强调一次就是神建立帐幕的目的呢，就是为了要住在他的子民当中。
God's whole purpose from all time was to dwell among men.
其实神整个圣经里面一个主要的目的呢，就是要住在人的当中。
He created Adam that he might communicate with man.
从他创造亚当开始他就是想要跟人能够来这个相通。
He chose Abraham out that is Abraham might be the father of a nation that he might communicate with them.
他拣选亚伯拉罕要建立起一国一族为了呢能够跟他们有所交通。
That was also a failure.
不过都失败了。
Then we find that David wanted to build a temple for him, but God stopped him.
我们也看到当大卫要为耶和华建造圣殿的时候呢，神其实拦阻了他。
God allowed Solomon to build a temple for him.
神让所罗门来建造圣殿。
But that was destroyed again when Israel sinned.
不过那一个圣殿呢也被毁灭了，因为以色列人犯罪。
Finally, we find that the Lord Jesus Christ came as the tabernacle.
最后我们可以看到主耶稣基督他来到这个世界上他成为一个会幕。
And that was a success.
那这是一个成功的。
So now you see this God dwelling in the tabernacle among men.
所以我们看到神他建造圣所呢，他住在这个他民的中间。
The whole 12 tribes of the camp of Israel were encamped around the tabernacle. God is symbolized in the cloud in the midst.
整个以色列人的帐篷就环绕着这个帐幕那神的这个同在呢，就是借着这个云柱显现出来。
So that God could be their God and God could manifest His glory.
所以这个帐幕呢就是彰显神在他们中间彰显他的荣耀。
In Exodus chapter 40, after the completion of the tabernacle, God came down in the symbol of the cloud and dwelt there.
在这个出埃及记四十章神就借着这样的一个云柱显示呢他降下来并且住在他们的当中。
No one was allowed into the very presence of God after that.
从那个时候开始呢，人就不能够再进入呢那个至圣所的地方了。
God symbolizes His presence with the cloud, a pillar of cloud in the daytime and a pillar of fire at night.
神白天借着云柱晚上借着火柱显明他的同在。
God was not only going to be the He would manifest His glory to Israel and the people around, but He would be a guide to lead the people of Israel about.
他这个云柱火柱不只是彰显神的荣耀，同时也作为以色列人他们的引导。
Right, we are finished with God's purpose in the tabernacle.
我们现在就刚才。讲到这个帐幕的目的。
Thank you very much. Now, let me give you an idea of what the tabernacle is like.
现在我们就来思想一下这个帐幕究竟外观上什么样子。
Let me show you a plan.
我给你们看一个图。
But before I do that, you will remember we read just now in Exodus chapter 25.
记得我们刚才说是在这个出埃及记二十五章。
that he told the people to bring in all the things that were needed to build the tabernacle.
他只是摩西呢, 叫以色列人, 这个奉献, 各样, 需用的材料。
As you will find later on, he not only specified the materials, but also the measurements.
我们读这一段经文的时候, 我们就发现, 神不只是讲到说用什么材料, 这个尺寸呢, 都讲得, 很清楚。
And that's where you find very difficult to understand and you do not want to read.
这就让你会觉得很难理解, 而, 就把它跳过去了。
But then you miss such a great deal of deep teaching from the Word of God.
但是呢, 这样子, 就会让我们, 失去了解, 很多重要的真理。
These measurements materials will actually demonstrate the glorious attributes of God.
这些, 材料呢, 其实是用来彰显, 神极大的荣耀。
It is also to teach his people how to approach God.
也教导我们怎么样子能够来亲近神。
In the tabernacle rituals, God gave instructions what were the things that must be done if they wanted to approach God.
在这个会幕的部分呢, 也教导人要怎样子准备, 好来, 亲近神。
The offerings, the attire, all these were spelled out very carefully.
怎么样子能够献祭, 洁净, 都讲得很清楚。
And you will find here a beautiful picture of the coming Lord Jesus Christ who will act out what God wanted him to do.
在这个地方, 借着会幕我们也可以看到, 耶稣基督他的荣美, 以及他来到这个世上所要成就的工作。
And that will be spelled out in the various ceremonies connected with the tabernacle.
这就借着, 在这个会幕里面, 各样的这个, 敬拜, 献祭的仪式。
Alright, let me now tell you about the structure of the tabernacle.
现在我们就来, 看, 整个帐幕它的构造。
Firstly, the tabernacle is divided into three parts.
首先帐幕分成三部分。
The outer court,
院子。
The holy place,
圣所。
The holy of holies,
至圣所。
Please try to imagine a picture of the tabernacle here.
这是一个示意图。
Here, this outer court.
这个院子的部分。
Here, the holy place.
这圣所的部分。
And here, the holy of holies.
这是至圣所的部分。
To enter the tabernacle, there will be three entrances.
要进到最里面的话呢, 要有, 三个, 关口。
The first one will be called the gate or the outer gate because it's the gate of the outer court.
第一个我们可以叫它做外门, 它是整个会幕的这个围子的这个门。
The second one to the tabernacle proper, the tent, is called the door.
第二个呢, 就进入帐幕本身, 进入圣所的那个门。
The door of the tent.
就是帐幕的那个部分的门。
Then when you go inside the tabernacle proper, the tent, you will find another entrance into the Holy of Holies.
进入了圣所以后呢, 我们可以看到还有一个入口呢, 是进入至圣所的, 一个, 一个幔子。
This is the veil of the curtain.
这是称为是一个幔子。
Now, when you are in the outer court, after passing through the outer gate, you will come across two items of furniture.
当我们从, 帐幕这个院子的围, 围篱进来的时候, 我们会看到, 两个物件。
They are the brazen altar and the laver.
一个铜的祭坛, 以及一个铜做的一个洗濯盆。
When you enter the tent proper, through into the holy place,
当我们经过这个帐幕的门进入圣所了以后呢,
on the north side, you see a table of bread.
在朝北的那一侧, 我们看到一个摆陈设饼的桌子。
On the south side, you see a golden lampstand.
在朝南的那一侧呢, 有一个金的灯台。
And in front of the veil, you see a golden altar.
在幔子的前面呢，有一个金的香坛。
I'd like you to note, please, that everything in the altar court was made of brass.
我们可以注意到啊，在院子里的这些器物呢，是用铜做的。
Everything inside the holy place was made of gold.
在圣所里面的器物呢，也则是用金子做的。
And everything, and the third part after the veil, you have the mercy seat and the ark of the covenant.
当在幔子的里面呢，就有施恩座以及约柜。
Here, of course, you have the very presence of God.
那神他就是在这个至圣所这里。
And it is over here.Above, you see the pillar of cloud by day and the pillar of fire by night.
云柱白天的云柱晚上的火柱呢就是在至圣所的这个上方。
Now God was very specific in the instructions concerning where each item of furniture was to be put.
每一个物件所放的地方，神都很仔细的指示了。
Why?Why?
为什么呢？
I wonder whether this is the reason.
我在想，可能的原因就是。
Remember, the tabernacle is a shadow pointing to the future.
我们都知道，帐幕本身它是一个预象，一个预表。
If you look carefully, you will find that actually the arrangement of the furniture concerned will show you the way of the cross.
我们可以看到这一些器物的摆设呢的这个位置呢，刚好形成了一个十字形。
A person must pass through the gate.
人要先经过这个外门。
He must face the altar of sacrifice with regard to the Lord Jesus Christ.
就见到这个铜祭坛预表了耶稣基督他的牺牲。
He must wash himself before he can enter into the holy place to serve.
他要洁净他自己他才能够进入圣所来侍奉。
And this is the place of service.
中间这个部分呢，就是讲到他的侍奉。
You cannot switch places with any of the items. They must be where God has put them.
我们不能够任意调整、更改这些器物的位置。
Otherwise, you spoil the picture of the cross, the way of the cross.
那这个要不然这个十字道路的这个构造结构就被破坏了。
So that once you have overcome the problem of sin at the sacrifice, then you have access into the presence of God. Straight line.
那我们知道，人要先解决了罪恶的问题才能够来到神的面前要走过这样一个直线。
Right. Now let's see these items of furniture as they relate to the Christian.
我们再下来就思考说这一些的东西跟信徒生活的关系呢。
Right. A person is a sinner outside the tabernacle.
我们原本是罪人在这个帐幕的门的外面。
He must go through the door. Jesus Christ says, I am the door.
我们要经过这个门才能够进去耶稣说我就是那个门。
He must come face to face with the challenge to accept the Lord Jesus Christ as the, his sacrifice and substitute on the cross.
他要做一个决定是不是要接受耶稣基督作为他的主认耶稣基督是为他的罪的救赎。
Having been washed by the blood, now he comes to prepare himself for service inside the tabernacle.
当他接受耶稣洗去他的罪以后呢，他就来到这个洗濯盆洗净自己，才能够侍奉神。
He must clean himself and then.Only can he go in to serve God inside.
当他得到洁净以后他就能够进入圣所侍奉神。
In the holy place, he is supposed to be the light of the world.
在圣所里面灯台表明呢，他要做光。
He is to take part in the Lord's Supper.
这个陈设饼桌呢，讲到他领受主餐。
And the communion of saints.
与信徒的相通相交。
He is to worship and pray.
香坛呢，代表他在神面前的敬拜跟赞美。
this day will lead him to worship God in spirit and in truth.
这样子呢，就完，能够来到神的面前啊，敬拜神啊，用心灵诚实敬拜他。
Now, if you read the commentary in Hebrew chapter 9,
啊，如果我们看希伯来书第九章啊的话呢
，you will know that this outer court will therefore be the world. The world. The outer court represents the world.
代表世界。
The holy place will be representing the place of the Christian service unto the Lord.
圣所呢就代表啊基督徒的侍奉。
And this will be his entrance into the very presence of God.
那幔子啊就代表了他经过这个幔来到神的面前。
So very quickly, I have said all this. The altar cleansing by blood for the Christian.
那对信徒的意义而言。啊，这个祭坛啊，就是我们借着血啊来洁净我们。
To save time, we will not read the references, but they are there as evidence of what I have said.
这里给大家的经文呢，我们不会去读啊，但是呢，你如果自己可以记下来啊，这也证明呢啊，这都是在圣经里面的话语。
The labor is cleansing by water.
这个洗濯盆呢，讲到我们是借着水啊得到洁净。
Then we come to the holy place, that's a place of service.
那圣所呢？啊，代表我们的侍奉。
The lampstand is a place where we are the lights of the world.
这个灯台表示呢，我们要我们的见证成为世上的光。
The table of showbread is a place where we have fellowship with God and with members in the body of Jesus Christ.
陈设饼的桌子呢，就是讲到。啊，我们信徒之间彼此的相交通，以及啊，我们领受主餐啊，跟神的交通。
The altar of incense is a place where we render our worship and our communion with God.
那这个啊，金香坛啊，就是讲到我们敬拜神啊，我们跟神的交通。
As spiritual priests who offer sacrifices unto God.
啊，我们就像一个。祭司一样啊，我们献上啊神所悦纳的。
And in the holy of holies, this is the place where God's presence is.
啊，至圣所代表啊神的同在。
Right. Now we come on to the measurements.
啊，那现在呢，我们就来查考啊这些尺寸。
The part that perhaps many of you think are not important.
也许这是你们觉得不重要的部分。
Let's look at the measurements. Exodus chapter 27, verse 18.
好，我们在出埃及记二十七章的地方呢，就可以看到尺寸对于院子尺寸的介绍。
Just to save time, you read verse 18 alone. We let our brother read it.
Verse 18 of 27, 十七章十八节啊，院子要长一百肘，宽五十肘，高五肘，围子要用捻的细麻做啊，带卯的做要用铜做。
But if you have time, you read through to verse 13 as well from 11, chapter 38, verses 11-13. That is the construction part.
Chapter
38, 11 to 13.
那
that is the construction part.
那三十八章的十一节到十三节是讲到建造的。
Let me summarize for you and show it in the diagram.
我们就从这个图上面来看。
Firstly, the whole tabernacle, including outer court, holy place, and holy of holies.
这样的一个示意图，我们可以看到整个帐幕分这三个部分。
Measures 100 cubits.
这个重长呢是一百肘。
One cubit is 1.5 feet.
一肘是一尺半大概45公分。
So 100 cubits is 150 feet long.
所以一百肘就是150尺。
50 cubits wide.
这个横宽是50肘。
For the and the direction of the tabernacle must always be the gate must face the east.
圣殿这个设置的方位是它的正门是朝东的。
And here the length that our breadth is 50 cubits divided into 15 by 20 by 15.
这个宽度啊，正面的宽度呢啊，这50肘分成15肘、20肘跟15肘。
15 cubits on one side of the gate, 15 cubits on the other side of the gate, that will leave the gate to be 20 cubits wide.
左右两边各15肘，那中间有一个20肘宽的门。
Inside the tabernacle proper, it will be 30 cubits long and 10 cubits wide.
帐幕啊，那个帐篷的本身呢是啊，纵深是30肘啊，横宽是10肘。
That means 20 cubits here and 10 cubits here.
那
for the Holy of Holies
圣所的部分啊，它的纵深是20肘，至圣所的部分是10肘。
If you read the other references, the height of the outer perimeter, the height is 5 cubits.
围着这个帐幕的这个院子的围子啊，它的高度是5肘。
Now, when it comes to the tabernacle proper, it is 10 cubits high.
但是帐篷本身啊，这个帐幕的这个本身它是10肘高。
So, what are the dimensions of the Holy of Holies?
那这个至圣所它的尺寸是怎样呢？
Remember I told you 30 cubits long.
我刚才说啊，整个纵深是30肘。
30 cubits wide, and 10 cubits wide.
10肘宽。
So what are the dimensions of the Holy of Holies? Length, breadth, and height.
所以这个至圣所的长宽高是多少呢？
10 plus 10, height. 10. And what does it give you? What geometrical figure does it give you?
它的这个形状啊，它的这个几何形状我们称为什么呢？啊，它的长宽高都一样，都是十肘。 几何形状
cannot be a square. A square is flat.
正立方体 cubic.
A cube.
A cube.
A cube is a perfect geometrical shape.
啊，那这个一个立方体呢，它是一个完美的几何形状。
And that is the dwelling place of God's presence.
那就是神居所的形状。
10 by 10 by 10.
10×10×10.
Right, let's go on. Please keep in mind these measurements because I will refer to them later on.
这个尺寸呢，你要记在脑子里。
Oh, one more thing. This 100 cubits length of the outer court curtains is held up by 20 pillars.
那这个院子的这个帷幕啊，是有一侧啊有20根柱。
There are 20 pillars.
20个柱.
60. There are 20 pillars here. And 10 pillars the width.
深的那边20个柱子，横的那边10个。
So there should be 20, 20, 10, 10, giving you 60 pillars.
一共60根柱子。
And you will note that the pillars, they stand on brazen sockets.
那这些柱子是站在铜做的一个座子里面。
The sockets at the bottom, they are all made of brass.
铜做的这个座子柱子站在里面。
Like every item in the outer court must be made of brass. The brazen laver and the brazen altar.
那外面里面东西我们看到都是铜的。
Why? I shall tell you later.
为什么呢？我等一下告诉你。
Even the pins that help hold back the ropes that tie to the top made of brass.
那这些固定在地上啊，这些橛子啊，都是铜做的。
All the references are here.
这里很多的经文都是啊，供大家参考。
The curtain all around is made of very beautifully fine twined linen.
这个整个啊 帷幕啊，本身都是用缅的细麻所织的。
Okay, what do all this mean?
那这里的意思是什么呢？
Alright. Now, this is the whole picture.
这是一个完整的图。
As I told you,
就像
Holy of Holies, day by day by day.
至圣所啊，时辰时辰时。
And here is 20 by 10 by 10。
圣所是20乘10乘10。
All right. So, on the outer court, the whole perimeter is held up by pillars. At the top, they have capitals or caps of silver.
这六十个柱子的顶上面是银子的这个顶盖上去。
Alright, let me explain now. Brass is always a picture of judgment.
铜这样的一个材料在圣经里面所代表的是审判。
That's why God told Moses to put up a brazen serpent on the pole. Not a serpent made of gold or silver, but brass to show that that serpent was judged.
所以摩西在旷野的时候，他做的是一个铜蛇举起来所代表的是神的审判。
The serpent was a symbol of sin, and sin was judged on the pole.
那蛇本身代表的是罪所以呢罪就是被得到了审判。
As Moses lifted up the serpent, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up.
就像摩西在旷野举蛇照样人子被举起来。
The Son was made sin for us, He who knew no sin, and He died on the cross for us.
这个无罪的子为我们成为罪，被举起来。
So remember, brass is always a picture of judgment of sin.
所以我们可以记得铜所代表的就是对罪的审判。
Silver is a picture of redemption.
银却是代表了救赎。
We are not redeemed by things like silver and gold, but by the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ.
那我们并不是借着金银来得赎，而是借着耶稣基督的血得到救赎。
So, let's see what we can learn from the outer court hangings.
所以我们看看，我们从外院的这个帷幕学到什么呢？
Number one, the outer court hanging stops people from outside to go inside.
这样子的一个帷幕它可以阻挡外人的进入。
This reminds us of the teaching of John chapter, from John chapter 10 verse 1, that no one can enter the sheepfold by any other means except through the door.
那这让我们想到约翰福音第十章耶稣说到没有人能够进来羊圈只能够从门来出入。
It also protects insiders.
它其实也保护呢在里面的。
John chapter 10 verses 3 to 5 that those who are safe in the fold are safe.
但约翰福音第十章讲到在里面的呢能够得到平安。
It also marks a line of division.So that there is an inside and there is an outside.
有了这个帷幕呢，其实就划定了一个区分里面跟外面。
And you can read that in John chapter 10, verses 4 and 5.
也同样在约翰福音第十章第四节第五节。
And it provides an entrance.
它是一个出入口。
And it reminds of John chapter 10, verses 1, 2, and 9, where the Lord Jesus Christ said, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved.
那这让我们一样想到约翰福音十章九节，耶稣说，我就是门凡从我进来的，必要得救。
Please note that there is only one door. No other way you can enter into the tabernacle.
我们可以注意到整个帐幕呢这个院子呢只有一个出入口没有别的门可以进去。
Okay, what does this outer court and its curtains proclaim? Tell the people of the world outside.
那这整个院子跟这个帷幕它所要宣告的是什么呢？
Firstly, note that the whole of the court curtains made of white, beautiful linen.
首先我们看到这整个帷幕啊都是用美丽的这个白色的细麻布所做成的。
The symbol of linen, not my interpretation, we find it in Revelation 19 verse 8, means the righteousness of saints.
这个白色的细麻呢它所代表的就是一个公义圣徒的公义。
And in this context, because the tabernacle is a picture of Jesus Christ, it proclaims the righteousness of Christ.
因为整个帐幕所代表的就是基督所以我们说这个白色的围墙呢代表的就是耶稣基督的公义。
So the people outside will always receive this proclamation from the tabernacle. Why?Jesus is righteous. Jesus is righteous.
所以人从外面看这个帐幕的时候，他首先看到的就是有白色的围墙就是认知呢耶稣基督的公义。
Then what are the silver caps on top of the pillars?
每个柱子上面，我们刚才讲到是有个银色的这个饼盖。
As the sun shines down on these silver caps, they reflect the light out and tell the people outside.Christ can redeem you.
当阳光从天上照下来，照到这些银色的顶的时候它这个散射这个光芒呢，也是宣告说耶稣基督要成为你的救赎。
It sends forth the message of redemption as it brings forth the reflection of the light.
把这个救赎的信息呢这个散射宣告出去。
And then we go on.
我们继续。
The pillars,
柱子本身。
The pillars in the outer court are made of shittim wood.
这个柱子呢，是用皂荚木做的。
Shittim wood comes from the acacia tree in the desert.
这是从这个皂荚木这种树呢，做出来的。
It is that wood that comes from a tree which is natural in the desert.
这是本身在沙漠里面所生长的一种植物。
It associates itself with that which is natural to the earth.
它其实就是跟地这个长在地上的，跟地连结的。
Therefore, the shittim wood is a picture of the humanity of Jesus Christ.
所以这个柱子呢所说明的就是耶稣他的这个人性的部分。
And that's why we read in Philippians 2:8, the Lord Jesus Christ took upon him the form of a servant and became man and was obedient unto death, the death of the cross.
腓立比书二章七节八节这里讲到耶稣基督虚己取了奴仆的形象，成为人的样式。然后这个自己卑微，存心顺服，以至于死，并且死在十字架上。
So all these pillars stand on bronze sockets.
所以这些柱子它站立在铜的座子上。
And it speaks all the fact that the Lord Jesus Christ, having come in the form of man, was obedient unto death, was judged for our sin.
所以讲到耶稣他来到这个世上成为人的样式并且呢为我们成为罪接受审判。
Let me summarize for you the symbols of these materials.
我们在这里把刚刚讲过的做一个整理。
Linen, righteousness,
这个白色的围子讲到公义。
Silver, redemption,
银的盖子讲到这个救赎。
Shittim woodHumanity.
这个木头的柱子讲到他的人性。
Bronze judgment on sin.
那铜的座子讲到对罪的审判。
Now we shall see these materials being used as we go into the tabernacle again.
当我们进入帐幕本身的话，我们还看到这些材料的利用。
Right.Now we come to the provision of the outer gate.
我们再来就来看这个门这个围院的这个外门。
Why was there this gate?
为什么我们需要这些门呢？
Please note carefully about this gate. If you have time, you can read Exodus 27:16.
那有关这个部分呢，我们可以看啊，出埃及记二十七章的十六节。
Please note that it is the only gate.
啊，我们知道它是那唯一的出入口。
And that reminds us of Acts chapter 4 verse 12. There's none other name given among men whereby we must be saved except the name of Jesus Christ.
那这让我们知道想到这个使徒行传讲到的啊，这个没有赐下别的名啊，我们可以靠着得救。
It should remind us also of 1 Timothy chapter 2 verses 5 and 6. There's one God and one, mediator between man and God, the man Christ Jesus.
提摩太前书二章啊五节讲到啊，只有一位神，在神和人中间只有一位中保。
And it was the only open gate.
也它是唯一的一个打开的门。
Please note, I put the word open between inverted commas.
啊，大家注意在这里啊，我把开打开这个字呢啊，又加上了这个引号。
To show you that while it was open, and yet it's not open.
我们说它是一个打开的门，其实它不是敞开的。
You see, this gate is made up of four curtains.
这个门本身呢，它还是有它的这个帷幕的。
When these four curtains are put down, they form a closed gate.
当这些帷幕放下来的时候呢，整个还是封住的。
And yet.Anytime anyone wants to go in, he can just separate the curtains and can go in.
但是这个帷幕本身是活的，所以人要进去的时候呢，他可以拨开这个帷幕呢进去。
It is shut to form a barrier between the outside and the inside.
放下来之后，它就形成了一个界限啊，区分内外。
It forbids people from coming in freely.
所以人是不能够这样子很自由的出入。
But if you want to come inside, it's always open.
但是你要进去的话呢，你还是可以打开进去的。
That is Christ, the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved.
那就是耶稣基督是这个门，凡从他进去的就得救。
John 10 verse 9, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved.
就是约翰福音第十章第九节啊，凡从我进来的必然得救。
Please note that it opened into the outer court.
那我们看到它打开了，你进去了呢，就是这个院子。
And what you have in the outer court? And when you go into the outer court, you are safe inside.
Safe. 啊，当你进去这个院子的话呢，你就有安全。
That's why, and then if you go out, you go outside the tent.
但你出去的话，你就到这个院子的外面。
And that's why you read in 10:9, I am the door. Any man can go in and come out.
所以我就是门啊，这个人呢可以进来，可以出去。
And that's why this gate is not permanently shut or permanently open.
所以这个门啊，并不是一直是这样。开着或者一直是关的。
Please note the dimensions of the door.
我们注意一下这个门的尺寸。
Remember, I told you just now, it is 20 cubits wide.
刚才我们讲过呢，整个门的宽啊是二十肘。
Just now, how wide is this?Door of the tent to be.
Do you remember? 圣所的门到底有多宽呢？
对，
十肘宽。
The emphasis here is on width.
所以在这里所强调的呢是这个院门的这个宽幅。
That's why John 3:16 God so loved the world.
所以约翰福音三章十六节讲到。神爱这整个世界。
That's why 6:37, him that cometh unto me, I will in no wise cast out.
那在这个约翰福音六章三十七节这里讲到说，到我这里来的我不会丢弃他。
But I want you to note that it is lower than the door.
我要另外强调的就是说，这个外门呢是矮的内门是高的。
The door emphasis on the height.
这个 里面帐篷的门呢，所强调的是它的高度。
Because when you go in to serve God, you are actually involved in a heavenly service.
当我们进入这个帐幕的门，到里面圣所里面侍奉的话呢，我们是侍奉一个这个崇高的一个天属天的侍奉。
But very very sad to say, many people coming here and never go to that.
但是我们觉得很难过有些人就是从那里进来的就直接进去了。
They are happy, they are safe, but they never go in to serve.
那他来到院子里面他得救了，但是他没有进去。
Now this is bad.
这是不应该的。
Why?
为什么呢？
Can you give me the area of this area of the gate?
我们可以算一算整个
How many square feet?
外院门它的面积是多少呢？
How many square feet?
这里多少个平方肘？
How many?
200
Square cubits.
100.
What is the area of here?
100. Also 100.
Also 100.
也是一百。
Please note, equal in area with the door. Gate and door equal in area.
外门是20×5里面是10×10面积一样。
Because every person that goes in through the gate is expected to go through the door.
所以每一个从外门进来的呢，他要能够都也进入这个内门。
But many people go in and never go in through the gate, but never go in through the door to serve.
但是呢，很多的人只是进了这个外门呢，没有进去更进一步的到圣所里面侍奉。
They are happy, they are saved, but they don't care about serving.
他们很高兴，他们已经蒙拯救了，但是呢，他们并不在意侍奉神。
Remember, we are saved to serve.
大家记得我们得救、蒙救拯救是为了我们的侍奉。
Let's continue.
我们继续。
It was one day.And you will find that the gate is divided into four parts because of the four pillars.
我们可以看到这个门就是它就是分成四段。
I told you just now that the gate would point to the Lord Jesus Christ, who is the door.
那我们刚才讲到这个门也是预表耶稣它是门。
The way.
它是个道路。
Now, therefore.These four sections must have to do with the attributes of Jesus Christ.
所以这四个四段呢，也是要显明耶稣的一个特性。
Though separated by four pillars, yet these four parts of the curtain of the door, or of the gate, combine together to form one.
在这里虽然有柱子分隔。成为四个部分，但是呢，它仍然是一个门。
They are never looked upon as four doors.
并不能把它看作是四个门。
They are four in one.
它是四合一的一个门。
What is the purpose?
这是什么意思呢？
I should not go to that first. The first, the purpose, of course, to tell us.Of the four Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, that depict Christ as the way.
这个四福的门呢，就是表示呢四个福音：马太、马可、路加、约翰。
I develop that later on.
我稍后呢还会再讲到这一点。
Next, I'd like you to note that the gate must always be on the east.
那我们知道这个门是朝向东边的。
Why on the east?
为什么朝向东？
You would remember when Adam and Eve sinned against God in the garden.
我们记得亚当跟夏娃在伊甸园犯罪的时候呢，
God drove them out of the garden.
神把他们从园子里面赶出去了。
By the east gate.
从东门把他们赶出去了。
So if anyone must come back into the garden for blessing.
所以任何人啊要再回到啊伊甸园这个享受福分的话呢
，They must come in by the east gate，
要从东门啊再进来。
And so you find that the gate must always be on the east because that's the way they went out， that's the way they must return。
所以这个门朝向东边，也就是说啊，当初人离开神是从东门出去的。那现在要再回到神的面前，也要必须从东门回来。
Right, summary.
好，我们做一个总结。
We have seen now how important the measurements, materials, and the main entrances of the tabernacle are.
好，我们现在已经思考了啊一些尺寸啊材料的意义啊以及呢啊这个门的构造。
We have seen that all the sockets of the pillars were made of bronze or brass.
我们看到这些座子啊是铜做的。
In other words, the whole tabernacle outside the outer court was standing on a brazen foundation.
整个外面的这个围子啊都是建立在铜做的啊这样一个基础上面。
The tabernacle stood on a foundation where sin has been judged.
那整个帐幕的一个根基就是在罪已经得到了这个审判。
And all the capitals at the top were made of silver.
所有柱子的顶盖啊都是银的做的。
Then the whole purpose of the fencing was to proclaim the message of redemption to the people in the wilderness.
整个会幕的这个围墙啊，就是要来宣告啊耶稣基督的救赎。
Even the pillars were secured by cords to brass pins.
整个这些帷幕都是用柱子啊，都是用铜的这个橛子来固定的。
The pillars symbolize us.
这些柱子啊，也能够表彰是。
We can only stand because of the brass pins.
我们能够站立的稳呢，也是因为这些铜的这个橛子。
The hangings were made of fine twine linen.
整个围子是用细麻布做的。
Linen speaks of righteousness.
细麻布讲到公义。
Now the contents in the outer court.
那我们再下来看到院子里面的物。
I forgot my time. Is it 3:15 or 3 o'clock? When do I end?15, okay. Let me finish this in 15 minutes more.
我们十五分钟内啊讲完这个部分。
Now, in the outer court, we have two items of furniture.
在外面里面院子里面呢有两件东西。
The brazen laver and the altar.
铜祭
台。The laver and the altar.
铜祭台跟洗濯盆。
And please note again, everything outside was made of brass.
我们还是再一次强调所有帐幕外面的东西都是红的。
The outside was made of brass because the outside was dealing with sin, and sin must be judged.
为什么外面的东西都是红的？因为就是所有罪的问题都要在院子里面解决。
Okay, very quickly, the contents of the court made up of the brazen altar.
我们刚才讲有铜祭坛。
Chapter 27 verses 1-8.We have no time to read there.
27章的一到八节。
But we have again the antitype in Hebrews 13:10, where we read that Christ is the altar.
在希伯来书这个十三章这边讲到耶稣基督他是那个祭坛。
Now, again, everything must be done according to all that God commanded.
所有的东西都要照神所指示的样子来做。
The position of the altar.
这个祭坛放在什么地方呢？
It must always be before the door.
在这个门的进来的地方。
So that when a person enters through the outer gate, he must be faced with the altar.
所以人从外门一进来就面对了祭坛。
And what is the challenge of the altar?
那这个祭坛所给的挑战是什么呢？
Where sacrifice is made.
那就是说 要在这里呢这个神的救赎完成了。
Pointing to the sacrifice of the Lord Jesus Christ.
这里就是显明了耶稣基督他的牺牲。
So, before a person can come in and enjoy God's blessings or meet God in the Holy of Holies, he must accept Christ's person and his sacrifice on the cross.
所以神人要能够到神的面前接受他的这个福分的话呢，他必须先经过祭坛，接受耶稣基督。
And it must always be in front of the laver.
也是在这个洗濯盆的前面。
The laver is the place where you wash.
那洗濯盆呢是清洗用的。
We have the cleansing by blood at the altar and the cleansing by the word of God as water before we can enter into the tabernacle for service.
祭坛表示借着血来洁净，那这个洗濯盆呢表示我们借着神的话语得到洁净。
And it is before the tent.
都在帐幕门口的外面。
The tent will be the place of sacrifice, of service.
那帐幕啊，或者说圣所的部分呢，就代表了侍奉。
The laver and the altar cannot switch places.
这两个呢，我们是不能够调换位置的。
Let's consider the altar.
我们先来思考祭坛。
Now you can read about it in Exodus 27 verses 1 to 8.
这个在出埃及记二十七章一到八节的部分。
The altar would be the place of sacrifice.
祭坛是献祭的地方。
The place where all the animals would be killed and the blood shed and sacrificed to the Lord.
这些祭物呢，就在这里这个被杀了以后献为祭。
And that to point to the Lord Jesus Christ. Behold, I am the Behold the Lamb of God.Who taketh away the sin of the world? John 1:29.
在这个约翰福音第一章二十九节约翰说：“看哪，神的羔羊，是洗约翰。”
Now remember,
除去人的罪恶。
Remember, I said that the tabernacle is just a picture of what is to come.
我们前面讲过，帐幕本身呢，就是未来事情的一个预象。
It is just a shadow of things to come.
它是将来要发生事情的一个影子。
And Hebrews 10:12 says this.
希伯来书十章十二节这么说。
If the blood of bulls and animals can cleanse away our sin, but they have to be repeated, why not the Lord Jesus Christ and His blood be a better means of cleansing away our sins forever?
借着牛羊的献祭呢，那是要一献再献但是基督他献了一次永远的赎罪祭就完成了。
Your altar in the tabernacle is a shadow.
在帐幕这里所表彰的其实是一个影子。
Christ on the cross as our sacrifice is a substance.
那耶稣在十字架上。为我们成就的那个才是实体。
This will satisfy the dreadful announcement. Without the shedding of blood, there can be no forgiveness of sin.
这里是就是神所做的一个很严重的一个宣誓若不流血，罪就不得赦免。
And therefore, the Lord God provided the way of salvation.
所以主他就提供了这样子的一个救恩。
You remember God told Abraham to sacrifice his son Isaac?
我们记得神告诉亚伯拉罕要将他的儿子以撒献为祭。
And so he did not kill Isaac, but God provided a substitute, the ram.
那当这个亚伯拉罕要献上以撒的时候，神预备了一只公羊。
All right, this altar.Was actually made of wood, chicken wood.
这个祭坛本身也是皂荚木所做的。
Overlaid with brass.
用铜包起来。
So here again we see the Lord Jesus Christ as man.
所以先前讲到的木头代表耶稣基督成为人。
Bearing our sins as a substitute on the cross.
为我们成为罪啊，承担了我们的罪。
And that's why the altar was shipping wood overlaid with grass.
所以一样祭坛啊，也是里面是木头的，外面用棚包起来。
I already said that the brass would always point to the incident where Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness as a judgment on sin.
所以就像摩西在旷野举铜蛇啊，我们再一次就是有这样的一个印象，铜代表神的审判。
The shape of the altar, four square.
这个祭坛本身啊是一个正方形的。
Five cubits long, five cubits wide by three cubits. Exodus 27:1.
长宽都是五肘，高三肘。
It demonstrates that anyone can come to the sacrifice at any time.
那这就是表示说，人可以从四个方向啊都来。
It gives us the teaching of Romans chapter 3.
啊，这里是啊，让我们想到罗马书啊第三章。
All have sinned and come short of the glory of God.
世人都犯了罪啊，亏缺了神的荣耀。
There is none righteous, no, not one.
没有一人，一个也没有。
And God's offer of salvation to all.
啊，神的救恩啊是啊是给所有人的。
The wages of sin is death.
这个罪的工价啊乃是死。
But the gift of God is eternal life to Jesus Christ our Lord.
但是神的救恩啊是乃是永生。
So that's why four square, every side the same.
啊，所以啊这是一个四方形的祭坛。
To condemn sinners and to offer solution and salvation to sinners as well.
一方面说所有的人都犯了罪，另外一方面啊，这样的救恩也是为所有的人预备的。
And only faith in Christ can save.
只有在耶稣基督里面的信心啊，才能够得到拯救。
Faith in Christ in what?
那什么是我们在耶稣里的信心呢？
Let's see this again.
我们再看这个。
In the altar, there is a netting.
在这个祭坛里面呢，还有一个网子。
The netting is in the midst of the altar.
这个网子呢，是在祭坛的一半的位置。
Now I told you that it was how many cubits wide?
刚才我们说这个祭坛本身啊，它的长宽是多少呢？
5 by 5
and 5×5
high. In the midst, how high would the netting be?
那半高是多高呢？
One and a half.
一肘半。
The netting was the place where the animal would be put on it to be burned and to be sacrificed.
那这个祭物呢，其实就是放在这个网子上面呢来烧。
Now this will be netting put in the midst of the altar.
这样的一个铜的网子就放在这个祭坛的中间。
1.5 cubits high, the midst of the altar.
一肘半呢？
1.5 cubits high would also be the height of the mercy seat.
刚好也是施恩座的一个高度。
Now, if you remember again the plan of the tabernacle,
如果我们记得这个帐幕的平面图的话
，the brazen altar in the outer court,
在这个院子里面我们有这个铜祭坛
，would form a straight line to the mercy seat.
然后呢，它就是一直线对到最里面的施恩座。
When the sacrifice was killed and fired or slain,
当这个祭物在祭坛这里牺牲了
，it was at the height of 1.5 cubits.
在献为祭的时候呢，它是在一肘半的高度。
The mercy seat was at the height of 1.5 cubits.
那最里面施恩座在一肘半的高度。
God could show mercy on the mercy seat. That's why called mercy seat.
为什么叫做施恩座？因为神在这个施恩座这里啊，施他的恩典。
Because a sacrifice had been killed，
他施行恩典啊，也对应了啊，因为外面啊 这个祭物呢已经被献为祭。
On the day of atonement，
在赎罪日那一天
，the blood of the sacrifice from the altar，
在这个祭物的血
，was taken in by the high priest，
大祭司呢就会带到至圣所里面。
Through the door of the tent，
经过帐幕的门
，into the holy place，
进入圣所
，through the veil，
再经过幔子
，and sprinkle on the mercy seat，
这个弹在施恩座上
，at the height of three and at the height of one and a half cubits，
就是在这个一肘半的这样一个高度的施恩座上
，judgment on sin now could be met by mercy from God。
对罪者的审判就解决就是来领受神的这个救恩。
The seat is where the blood is sprinkled. Therefore, mercy can now meet justice.
所以现在这个是恩典跟公义的一个联合。
Now God's mercy can meet man because blood was shed on the altar and brought into the mercy seat to sprinkle upon it.
现在神的救恩就可以临到人因为这个牺牲者的血带到这个幔子里面，弹在施恩座上。
When God told Moses to make the mercy seat in Exodus 25:22,
当在这个出埃及记25章神讲到施恩座的建造的时候
，God said, "It is at the mercy seat where I shall meet man."
那神说，就在这个施恩座的地方我跟人来会面。
And therefore, you find the dimensions are in such a way you see the fitting in of this great teaching of atonement.
所以我们可以看到在帐幕里面这一些的尺寸呢是非常的有意义的。
Okay, time sharp, quarter past three.
现在呢刚好3:15。
好 ，end here. I shall continue afterwards after a break.
我们就休息一下，然后再继续。
Thank you very much. I'll hand the meeting back to our brother Joseph.
好，那交给这个智慧的弟兄。